In the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I will read Psalm 1 for studying. In Jesus' name. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit on the seat of mockers. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen. So continues this song. The song which this psalm, book of Psalms tells. It is around 2,000 years from now to time of Jesus' birth, and these psalms are much more older. Always has been sung. Always has been sung before God. And which make me to choose this one psalm, it was that there is like all understanding of children of God, what God wants from us. God has caused somebody to write this psalm by these very beautiful verses that I read. I search out my old Bible at home, and there is Luther's very short explaining it. Is short, but I don't remember by heart it, but Luther saw in this psalm, in this Psalm 1, like this is very beautiful. Second reason is this third verse is such kind that it is hard to pass by. It is so beautifully said, and it is like a core of this psalm. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. There is blessed. This psalm tells which kind is blessed or righteous. This time is, if anything, the time of individualism. I don't open that more, but if we think about life of children of God, like very central thing. In my mind, it is vine-minded, not individuality, but unity. And I think and experience that our all being is in God's will that He created as His image. And every people, undepending if someone is believing nor not, every people are image of God. Sometimes we may thought that no, it's not very good image. And like compares what is the place of children of God. I don't go more deep, but this is some thoughts I had. But second verse, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And which older I have get, I have found that in myself, that these are like endless, the reason of endless thinking, these secrets of God's word. They won't be ever solved by us, but yes, I'm interested of them. One thought about God to being a image of God, if it is not so very good on in here under word, I think that in God's kingdom, under forgiving of sins, in this unity, that was what God thought as He made a company for Himself. Not believer nor unbeliever from own blood and flesh can look downward toward people He is not yet got a grace to oneself. Because the faith is a result of faith, grace. But the faith brings that uncomprehensive thing that we come to be one unity. I speak like a bit questioned mind, but like final God Himself said to Moses, as Moses asked who you are, he answered, I am. God is everywhere present, and He doesn't disagree with Himself. And sometimes we may put like compare like unity. to being in unity with God. It is so that it can't be compared with individuality that this time is over-emphasizing, that everyone wants to be Lord of himself, give permissions to himself to do whatever wants to do. But unity with God is such a great richness that is in unity, in God's congregation. And example, how here, before I came here, someone came and put all microphones to the place and was on the side, ready to help me. And he is one of the thousands people who is working. Even many who are working here in these big services, like bringing the benches and everything. And I sometimes think this, I remember when a long time ago there in Sievi was services, yeah, my father said to me that bring those benches to the out yard, that we can organize services. Those people who work here, how this volunteer from heart people are working here, everyone by own way has fulfilled own duties in unity. For sure, as we think about this gift of faith, it wouldn't manage alone. No, it's not possible alone. Not in any case. This unity where we can live in can be counted as that it is by our reasoning, but it is by God's grace that our sins are forgiven and gives us obedience of faith. And obedience of faith is very sensitive, like nature of child of God. As we understand how necessary are those escorts and confession fathers, and even in last judgment we are alone. At that day, no one can help us. For that reason, this time, children of God, oh, how many ways we cared each other, that we would preserve in mutual love. And that means that midst verse, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. That means that we can be on the grace, dependent grace fountains of God. And I will take like opposite for that. There was in this first plan is first verse begins, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. This is warning. It is advice. The calling was that blessed is third verse, it calls, but the word of God is the word of there is very important word of advice, and I have thought that often as God has gave his blessing us, we can trust on that. God keeps us in faith, but gives mind to study this ever-ending God's word and its secrets. And I want to say that this time, if ever, a mankind is trusting on reason, there is a blood and flesh and enemy of the soul with together with this word is coming in, even the smallest one seals, they will come and they want to change everything for being better suitable for this time. No, it's not neat tune. Whatever God says in his word that is written and has kept by canon, by God's word, unperishing, unchanging, and holy, that please a mind of God's children and calms it. For that reason, we have here like explanation why we have a battle. Why we have battle against this word? The battle in ourselves. It is an endeavor in faith, in good and unwounded conscience. But it is also even own mind. It is a battle. Wherever we take a part or unite in the mind and opinions of this word. But one, what this word can't stand with is even or. That much I bring here a philosophy, even though it may should not to do, but one of the oldest plant that have leaf, trunk, and roots is Nadon Hughes Poo. It has found like a fossil, and it was studied and put to the some Adam had to give name all animals and plants, and still some plants and animals are unnamed, and this one plant has named on the midst of this centauri, And then they found it from one Nepalese monastery, and one of the, my greatest founding is that I found that plant in European gardens. In this plant, always from one borns two, and they are again share two, and again share two, and by this way it grows. So God has put even to the nature this one or two. There is two options. This kind is God's, like, basic action even in nature, and it is bringing us our sinful body will die once, but we will make it to destination. There is two ways, and it is offered even now. Yet this psalm is reminding us also that we have to endeavor in very simple but difficult endeavor in very personal faith. That is suitable and acceptable for God's congregation. And even now we can remain in God's very important reveal that we need not to die, but we can, through forgiveness of sins, we can be as a one member of his body, we can be in this unity. And most beautiful thing in this world is God's image. Dear but brothers and sisters, you can remain to believe all sins forgiven. You can believe all weaknesses and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Very timid mind, and knowing my own weaknesses, I ask, may I can believe my own sins forgiven. I want to believe in Jesus' name. Amen. We will quiet in unite evening prayer. Evening has become my Lord, be my protector, forgiving all sins, bless. If I get new day, let me be your salt, so that a bright He is reading a verse of hymn. Amen.